This is PodcastNorm.com.
Today's show is...
The playoffs begin at Darlington from a NASCAR fan's view. There's no doubt about it, Darlington delivers grit, speed, and the start of the 2025 NASCAR playoffs. Today, we'll be diving into the grit and drama of Darlington Raceway, where the 2025 NASCAR Cup Series playoffs kick off in classic Southern style. If you love tire wear, tight corners, and playoff pressure, you're in the right place because there's something about Darlington that feels like legacy in motion. The worn-out asphalt, the tight corners, the way the track demands respect, it's not just a race, it's a rite of passage. And this weekend, it hosts the first playoff battle of the 2025 season. Now, if you follow this sport for any length of time, you know Darlington doesn't forgive, and neither do the playoffs. You don't just survive Darlington, you earn every inch. Saturday's qualifying session was electric. Denny Hamlin, still chasing that elusive first championship, laid down a lap that was equal parts finesse and fire. 28.694 seconds. That's fast. Right behind him was Chase Briscoe, last year's Southern 500 winner. He came back with unfinished business, just 21 thousandths of a second behind Hamlin. Josh Berry surprised a few of his folks by grabbing third in his Wood Brothers Ford. Tyler Reddick, Kyle Larson, Ross Chastain, Christopher Bell, and Bubba Wallace rounded out the top eight. All are playoff drivers, all appear to be dialed in, and all are hungry to win and move on to the next round. It wasn't just about the speed, it was about sending a message. And the Toyotas? Well, they sent it loud and clear as far as qualifying went. They rolled into Darlington like teams that had done their homework. Between Joe Gibbs Racing and 23XI Racing, they placed five cars in the top eight. That's not luck. That's preparation. That was adaptability. That's trust in the crew being able to change the setup and go faster. Hamlin admitted they were average at best in practice. But before qualifying, the team found something. He's on the pole. Briscoe said the same. They made key adjustments after a rough spring race and worked on getting the car to drive more the way he liked it to drive. When he won last year, he was driving for Stuart Haas Racing, and the SHR car better fit his style of driving. That's what he attributed his lack of performance to in the spring. Even Eric Jones, starting deeper in the pack, noted how much stronger the Toyota's intermediate package has become. There's a quiet confidence in the Toyota camp right now, not cocky, just focused. They've been building toward this moment all season, and Darlington gives them a chance to show their cards. Now, let's talk about the Chevys and Fords. They're not backing down. Kyle Larson and Ross Chastain are leading the Chevy charge. Both qualified inside the top six. Larson's aggressive style and Hendrick's playoff pedigree, well, that makes him a threat, no matter where he starts. Even though he's struggled a bit over the last couple of months, he just may have turned the poor performances around. He has performed better lately, and that could spell trouble for the rest of the field. And then there's Chastain. He's definitely a wild card in this one. If the race gets chaotic, he could really shake things up. And honestly, it wouldn't surprise me at all that much. Ford's top qualifier was Josh Berry. He's proving that grit still matters. Not the flashiest name in the playoffs, but he has shown consistency. And Darlington rewards consistency. The Team Penske Fords of Ryan Blaney and Austin Cindric showed solid pace in practice and, along with Brad Keselowski, looked strong in the long runs. And Darlington is known for long green flag runs. So, while Toyota may have the edge on paper, in the race itself, it could be a completely different outcome. Tire wear, pit strategy, late race restarts, any of those could flip the script in a heartbeat. This race isn't just about who's fastest, it's about who can endure. Darlington is a mirror. It shows you what you're made of when the surface gets rough and the margin for error disappears. Whether you're Hamlin chasing a legacy, Briscoe trying to repeat, or Berry proving he belongs, the lesson is the same. Show up, steady up, and trust your team. And maybe that's why I love this race so much. It's not just a spectacle. It's a story of grit, of growth, and the kind of resilience that doesn't always make headlines, but it always makes history. Watching these drivers battle through Darlington reminds me of something I've come to believe sincerely. Legacy isn't built in the easy laps. It's built in the moments when the tires are worn, the track is slick, and the pressure is high. It's built when you keep showing up. That's true in racing, and it's true in life. So, as the green flag drops on this year's playoffs, I'll be watching, not just for who wins, but for who endures. Hey, this is Russ, and that's my view, and I'll see you next time, right here, at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing.
That's the show for today, and I'm really glad you took the time to be here. It is my hope that you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find this show. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, Rusty Norman, Podcast Norm Productions, and PodcastNorm.com. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. All views expressed are strictly the opinion of the writer, all rights reserved, by Rusty Norman, NASCARFansView.com, and JustAFansView.com. All audio productions by www.podcastnorm.com and Podcast Norm Productions. All music is Two Buck Themes from Mike Stewart, unless otherwise stated.
This is PodcastNorm.com.